Mr. Ian Olive from the NBA. Please give me a shot.
So we're holding in the kasha of the Gemara. Rabbi Yudah Marav said, "Atzora soito asuro." He said, "Three drachim are to learn what Rabbi Yudah Marav said." Other Rabbi Yudah Marav's chiddush is that tzora soito is pturo meibum vechalitza. She and her tzora apotu meibum vechalitza. That's the goof of the chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Marav. Other lefid Ramban, he grade holds it, but the ikar chiddush is that she patters the Torah. That's the Iker Chiddush, that she patters the Torah. And the third sheet is the sheet Sarayve, that she herself be'etzem is chayev bechalitze. And the Chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Marav is only that she patters the Torah. But the chelik from chalitze, she's taking chayev bechalitze. These are the three drachim are to learn in Rabbi Yudah Marav. Oda potu meibum vechalitze hi vetzoroso. Other she's take a potter, but the chiddush is that she patters the tzara. And if you derive it, the whole chiddush is that she patters the tzara. And take she's chayev bechalitza. And the Gemara tells two kashas on Rabbi Yudah Marav. Along with them, the two kashas of the Gemara. Meisiv Rav Chizde. Rav Shimon Oimer, biyosoy chalitzosoy meochiv shel rishoin poiteres tzoroso. Biyosoy chalitzoso meochiv shel rishoin, poiteres tzoroso. Steht in the Mishnah na isha rabo, but the isha shalach bailo le medina sayom. The isha shalach bailo le medina sayom. And she married someone else, and then the husband comes back. So teitze mizeh umizeh, but if he dies, so Rav Shimon holds, Biyosu chalitzosu meochiv shel rishon, poiteres tzoroso. She's misyabemes and she could patter the tzoro. So what is the kasha? So when you read the Lashon HaGemara as mashma, the kasha is from Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, he's allowed to do it biyah v'chalitza, but she's a soito. So pashtas, Rabbi Yudah Marav said, soito cannot do yibum. Rav Shimon holds, soito can do yibum. And the Gemara answers, yeah, this is chasayta de rabbonon. What do you ask? Bemele, legabi de yobam, they were not goyzer. So the Gemara, yeah, the ko'arilo, my ko'arilo, ko de toki rabbonon, kein de rai se toku. But Teisa says that this cannot be the pshat. Why? Because Rabbi Yudah Marav was never mechadish that soito is asur al isyabim. It's a mishnah in the beginning of soito. Asur al bailo, vele boi, vele, choletzes vele misyabemes. Nicha soimo le seiser, the Gemara brings it down later, choletzes vele misyabemes. So soito is asur beyibum, it's not a chiddush from Rav. This we know anyway. So what are you asking on Rav? How this lady is misyabim? So chasoito? Rav said that soito is asur beyibum? Everyone knows that soito is asur beyibum. So Rashi learns that the kasha is from Rabbono. Rashi says it twice. Even at the beginning of Lashon Rashi, you could have a mistake. But Rashi finishes in Dibura Maschil biyosu chalitzoso. Ve'afilu Rabbono lepligi ha-Reb Shimon ela bedido, aval betziroso moidu avade. And Rashi starts and says, from Reb Shimon we're not asking why? Because Reb Shimon learns that it's bichlan ad ha-Seito ve-Rabbonon, it's a knas. Ve'chikonus Rabbonon. Vashes are oynes, they were only koynes that she would not marry her husband like this. Mitechoymer shichmarto lo b'soifo, ikarto lo b'tchiloso. Aber legabe de yovam, they never made a knas. Aber Rabbonon that learned that they made it like a soito. V'oraya, they asked her not to do yibum. Why she doesn't patter the tzoro? So the kasha is only from Rabbonon. And Rashi repeats it in Dibura Maschil Kosova. And the Gemara says the answer, so Rashi, hi, the poor called the talking Rabbonon kein de reise. V'yisoyta d'oiraisi, v'tzoroso asuro, haninami ave asri rabbonon tzoro miyibum, u'matzrich lu chalitze. So Rashi says, Claude, we speak about the rabbonon. V'yisoyta d'oiraisi, v'tzoroso asuro, hochinami ave asri rabbonon tzoro miyibum, u'matzrich lu chalitze. Rashi says clear that the kasha is from Rabbonon, why it patters the tzora. So then the kasha is glad. Rabbi Yudah Marav said tzora soito asuro leibum. So we're asking from tzora soito asuro leibum. The Mishnah spoke about herself. We never knew the din of tzora soito. To Maksim Bokarai, she could patter a tzora, chosh mi yibum for sure. We never knew that. We know from the Mishnah that she herself cannot do yibum, but she could patter a tzora. And Rabbanon know that she cannot do yibum, but she does not patter the tzora. Rabbi Shimon Bichlal doesn't know that they made a knas. But Rabbanon that made it like a soito. Why they didn't patter the tzora? It's a raya de loike Rabbi Yudah Marav. And the Gemara answers, it's the Rabbanon. If the maid is so, you let her to pattern it so. And the answer is no. It's talking about Nezachtake. Why here they decided that she will be a tzora? She'll be a soito, but she will not pattern it so. Abazay Rashi learns. So Lefi Rashi, the limud asugya, the seder asugya is, it's a kasha alibe de Rabbonot. Then why if Rabbanon she's also she doesn't part of the tzora? And the answer is call the token Rabbanon carrying the Rabbanon to the rice token. It's a very nice pshat in Rashi. But Rabban it's a deicha k'shein k'dug mosri. The loshen haGemara state that the kasha is from Reb Shimon. The Gemara said nishta zay. Meitzav Rav Chisda Reb Shimon oimer biyosrech halitzosim me'ochiv shel rishon pritar etzor osa. The kasha is from Reb Shimon. Why she's allowed to do beer? And the kasha is what you want from Reb Shimon. It's not a kasha. Every soita state you're not allowed to do yibum. And even so, Reb Shimon says you're allowed to. So why are you asking Reb Shimon? Why are you asking Reb Yudah Marav? Ask Mishnah and soita state. Nichnasayim ala seisar, choletzes vulem misya bemes. Meitzav Reb Shimon oimer biyosrech halitzosim pritar etzor osa. Ask the kasha from Reb Shimon, Masech the soita. Why are you asking it here? This is Be'etzem what is bothering Tosfos. And Tosfos says Be'etzem two main terutzim. Tosfos says like this. Avada the Gemara knew that is a Mishnah that soita cannot do yibum. But from that Mishnah, you can't ask the kasha from Reb Shimon. Because I could say that what soita is not allowed to do yibum is the Rabbonah. Soita vada, dainu nistero. So when it's a soita de rabbonon, takona af takona, they never made. So I can't ask the kasha. State in the Mishnah and soita, that she's also to the Yibum. Why Reb Shimon is matter? Takona la takona, you don't do. Aber here in the Gemara state, Aber Reb Yudah Marav, soita tzora, soita asura, my time with tumo ksiv bo ke arayes. State ke arayes. Dainu, that's a gzira sakosuf. Alf, you learn it's the reise. Lom zogen, call the token rabbonon. Ke in the reise token. But I'll leave it to Reb Shimon. You're right that it's a Mishnah that Soita is not allowed to do Yibum. But maybe she's not allowed to do Midah Rabbonon. So you don't ask a Kashe, so why in Soita the Rabbonon they didn't make a Gzeira? Meich HaTeisa to make a Gzeira? Meich HaTeisa to make a Gzeira? This is one Mahalach of Teisa. So this is similar to Derech of Rashi Be'etzem. Just Rashi learns the Kashe from Rabbonon, and Teisa learns the Kashe from Reb Shimon. But Teisa doesn't like it. Zog Teisves, the Pshat is different. The Gemara is saying like this, we understand that there's a Mishnah that Soita is not allowed to do Yibum. And Chazal, Reb Shimon holds, they didn't want to make a Knas. We could hear it. Zog Terazel. If Soita Dei Reis is Pturo Mi Yibum Vechalitze, so then call the Tokun Rabbonon Kein Dei Reis the Tokun. But if Soita Dei Reis is Choyletzes, so Rabbonon will say that the Soita de Rabbonon could do Yibu. The Gemara knew that Soita, here it's a Soita de Rabbonon. And she knew the Mishnah and Soita is a Deiraisa. But without Rabbi Yudah Marav, when a lady is Nival, she's Choletzes. Rabbi Yudah Marav's Iker Chiddush was that she's Potu Michalitze. This is Shita Satesis, the Loika arrive. That she's Potu Michalitze. Frag the Gemara if the potu michalitze, why soita vada lefi Reb Shimon is mityabemes? He righteous the Rabbonon. I explain the lomdus behind it. If soita de raisa is out, so when Rabbonon made a soita de Rabbonon, they can't let her to be in. They can't let her. They can't let her. When de raisa she's out. You're right, she'll have to do chalitza because with de raisa she's a skuka. If soita de raisa needs to do chalitza, so be'etzem she's in. No, but she can't do Yibum. Besides, the Rabbanon say, but the Rabbanon will let her to do Yibum. Fakert, shelo yitu, that it's exactly the same, so they'll say she's allowed to do Yibum. If so, the deraisa is mufka from the parsha. So Chazal have to metaken the zelbe parsha in Soita the Rabbanon. She's also mufka from the parsha. But if Soita the deraisa is das chalitze, so she's not mufka from the parsha. But mele is mistabe that in Soita the Rabbanon will not be a heter to do yibu. But lefit this derech of Teisves. So it's not only in the akdome of the sugya that Rabbi Yudah Amarav was mechadesh that she's potu michalitze. Lefiteses, the only way to understand the Gemara's kasha is on what the Gemara is coming to ask on Rabbi Yudah Amarav. What is bothering the Gemara when she's bothering Rabbi Yudah Amarav? She's asking on Rabbi Yudah Amarav. And what she's asking? And the chalitze. Lefi Rashi, she's asking on the tzora. Lefi Teises, the Gemara is asking in the chalitza from Rabbi Yudah Amarav. And it's not shver, because Rabbi Yudah Amarav said, Arai, Tum, Ksibu, Karayas, Tum means that she's Ketzor, Erve, Gmuro, Ptura, Mehibum, Vechalitza, Vepoiteret, Sarosa. The whole package. That's what Teises and Rashi said. But I'm saying, Lefi Rashi, we don't have often a Gemara. Lefi Teises, we have often a Gemara. We can't ask the Kasha and the Raivet that learns that she's Taki Choletze, so how you will learn the Gemara? The Raivet will have to learn the Gemara al Derech Rashi, and he will not manage to learn the Gemara al Derech Teisves. This is the first Kasha of the Gemara. Or maybe we'll learn like the first Derech of Teisves. Meisiv Rav Ashi, Frey the Gemara at Zweite Kasha and Rabbi Yudah Amarav. Nichneso imo leseiso. ושואסו אימו כדי תומו אסורו לבייסו ואסורו לאכול בתרומו ואימייס חוי לצס ולא אימיס יבמס שתי דידי משנן סויטו דצויטו סופק אס חוי לצס ולא אימיס יבמס זוקט רשי קטוני מי אס חוי לצס קשה לרב So in this Gemara, when Rashi also explains that the whole cash of the Gemara is נכנסו אימו לסייסר אסור לביילו, ואסור לאכול לתרומו, וימי שחלצס ולא מיסי הבמס. So the question Rabbi Yudah Amarav is, Rabbi Yudah Amarav holds, that she's not חלצס, not in state that she's חלצס. לפי רשי, and תסס, the question is, and the חליצה. אז רשי says, כלור, first רשי, you know, from the base, קטוני מי, אז חלצס, קשה לרב. So this is the reason Rashi and Teisus gave a קדומה in the sugya, that רב פטר from חליצה, not stand because they said the truth. Part of the tzara was a part of the chalitza, because the whole kash of the gemara will be on Rav. How you said that she's part of the chalitza? Shteita seita suffix is chalitzas. Before the gemara knew there is a difference. Seita suffix seita vada. Aber lefi de Raivet we saw, or lefi de Ramban, that the iker sugya here is to part of the tzara. What is the kash of the gemara? The Rashba frank this kash. If you learn that she's chalitzas, and the iker pshat in the sugya is that she part of the tzara, and even if the Ramban, the iker chelik of the sugya is that she part of the tzara, what is the gemara's kash? What do you want from Rabbi Marav? Avu shtei dom that she doesn't part of the tzara. So we mentioned that the Ritva and the Meiri say that the Raivet will learn pshat in the gemara, he will read the gemara different. The Raivet will read the Gemara different. How the Raivet will read the Gemara? The Raivet will read the Gemara that the Gemara states in the Mishnah, the list of the things that happened to Tzara Saito, that happens to Saito Safek. What is the list that happens to Saito Safek? Asura lebeiso, asura betruma, v'imes choletzas v'leibis yabemes. And the Mishnah didn't put down in the list. That she doesn't patter. So this is the kashel rav. Zog the Meiri and the Ritva, as I zog the Goen, that the Raivet will learn that the Gemara's kashel is from the Diuk. So again, Rashi and Teisa Shitoso in the Rashba, they learn the Gemara Kipshutai. Rav said that she's also part of Mechalitze. Nichlas Ayim ala Seisa, Asura le Beisa le Truma v'imeis Choletz v'imeis Yabemes, Kashel Rav, that Rav said that she's not Choletzes. But lefi the Raivet and the Ramban, lefi the Raivet that she's Choletzes, and lefi the Ramban that the Sugi is not talking about the Chalitze. So what is the kash of the Gemara? Zog the Goen, Zog the Ritva and the Meiri, the kash is that it's Metuyik, that she doesn't part of the Tzor. Because the Mishnah didn't put it down on the list. And for the Gemara, Amin Eloch Ano Soita Vadai, the Amos Lihat Soita Sofek, Rav spoke on Soita Vadai. Soita Vadai is Poiteret Tzoroso. Soita Vadai is not Choletzes. Everyone with his pshat. Soita Sofek, yeah. Zog the Gemara, Umayishno, why tak, Soita Vadai, my time, Shum Dixibo Tumak Arayas. Fray the Gemara, Soita Sofek, Nami Tumak Sibo. How you can tell me that Soita Sofek doesn't have Tumor? She has a post to give Tumor. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef and Kippa Roimer Mishum Rabbi Lezer, Amar Zer Grushosim in Anesuim Asura. Means in Anesuim that she was Nival already. Minaerusin Muteretz, but it's only Kiddushin she's Muteretz. Shenemar Achre Asher Hutamo, Lo Yoshuv Bailo Rishon Lekachto, Achre Asher Hutamo. So Rabbi Yosef learned only if she was Nivalo. She was married and she was Nivalo. Chachom Aimrim Echetzu Vechetzu Asur. Stop. Voholcho Voiso Lishachar Lo Yuchal Bailo Rishon Lekachto. Elomani Makeim Achre Yutamo, Lerabes Soiso Shenistero. So the Gemara understands that we move the pasuk of tumo on a seito. She stayed clear that same seito she nistero, she has tumo kearayitz. Or my nistero nivalo. The Gemara, my nistero nivalo. The pasuk is not going on seito sofek, the pasuk is going on seito vada. V'amai kore lo nistero, lishne ma'al yinoka. Frey the Gemara, nivalo tumo behed yeksibo, v'nistero v'initmo, l'meikim alo belav. But it doesn't have a love. So the love of lo yuchal bailo rishon lo shuv lekachto, this love is going on soito vaday, because ein echanam she has a pasuk of tumah, but she doesn't have a pasuk of a love. So mele we take the love. Rabbi Yisrael bekipa a love besoito lesle. Ve'afilu zanoi my time me'avay ve'ishus ksimba. Mele he doesn't want to be maimi the posuk and soito, but mele he's maimi the posuk and mazri gushasoi, and it's only also if she married someone else and she had a beer. Or but married on a beer, it doesn't help. So the suah means that she had a beer. That's the Gemara. So it's always bepshat, but I want first the ashlomus of the sugya. Lam again. Kaseida. The Nemuki Yosef brings down a shaila. We learn now a sugya that is called Sora Soito. Soito Vadai and Soito Sofek. Soito Vadai is Potom Meibum Vechalitze. Soito Sofek is only Potom Meibum. Soito Vadai patas the Tzora. Soito Sofek does not patas the Tzora if you're over Rishonit. What is a Soito Vadai? Let me end up Soito Vadai. Soito Vadai is Pturom Meibum Vechalitze and she patas the Tzora. This is a Soito Vadai. What is a Saita? A lady is married to her husband. She's mezana with someone else. She's Saita midaderech, we explain, it's called Saita Vada. So she's Asur lebailo, Asur leboyer. And if the husband dies, she's Pturim Yibam vechalitze, even if she needs a get. She's Pturim Yibam vechalitze. Rabino Amarav, Tumuksim bakarayetz. She patas the tzor, chutz midarayim, and she's Erev Gmura. How it works? We have Tzvur Shor, we have Stipler. She's Erev Yibam. She's Pturim Yibam vechalitze. Klaus the Muki Yosef. What is the aloche? Not besoito that she was mezana tachas her husband. The aloche is like this: Eishas Yisrael, if she's mezana berotzoi, she's asur to her husband. Asur lebal, asur leboyel. This is Eishas Koyen. Eishas Yisrael. But if someone is me'anes Eishas Ish, she's mutar lebailo, and she's mutar even to the boyel. Because the asur lebal, asur leboyel. It's a mod nazach. If you're mezana berotzen, you're asur with the isha. If you're me'anes the isha, you're muta. Because asur lebal, asur leboyel. So what is soito that we're learning in our sugya? She was mezana berotzen tachas bailo. So while she was mezana berotzen tachas bailo. While she's mezana berotzen tachas bailo. Bemele, she's also lebailo, she's a soito, tumoksib bo kearayas, and bemeinah she can't do even vechalitza. Klal de Muki Yosef, what happens? Eishes koyen, that someone was me'anes her. She's asur lebailo. Now the husband dies, the brother could do yibum or not. So he basically doesn't say the brother could do yibum. Yibum he can never do anyway. She's a zayna. Every isha that had a beer that is usul to have, even if she's not married, a goy, a mamza, every isha that has a beer, isul becomes usul to kehuna. But he claims about the chalitza. The bach has a girsa though. But pashas he claims about the chalitza. She needs chalitza or not? Soito is potu mihibum vechalitza. This lady, if it will happen by Israel, she will not be a soito. But it happened by a kohen. So while it happened by a kohen, she has a din of a soito, she doesn't have a din of a soito. She has a din of a soito, she doesn't have a din of a soito. Soito is pturah mihibum vechalitza. Sorry, soito is pturah mihibum vechalitza. she's be'etzem osur le'bailo. But she was not mezana be'rotzen, she's mezana be'oynes. Tzorich here. And on this the Muki Yosef, we go as a poor chalokim. First, the Bishmuel frek takashe. Frek the Bishmuel, he doesn't understand the shayla. Avada, it's a koyan that is mezane. We look on her. Ki'ilu tumok sibo ke'arayas. The Gemara says in Daf Nunei. That eish is koyan shenenso. Bailo loyki oleo mishum tumo. Eish is koyan shenenso. Bailo loyki oleo mishum tumo. So if state that Bailo is loyki oleo mishum tumo. Frank the Bishmuel. So she's a vadai to Maximo Carayas. As I break the Mishmur. More from that, the Piskei Tshuvos and Simon Yudalev brings down what happens. The guy that is Me'anes Deishes Koyen, the boil is Mutar and the Isha or not. The person that is Me'anes Deishes Koyen. Zogde, Zechelkes Mechoykek Shteit, yeah? Tumok Sibo Ke'arayas, Azevi and Azoino, Asura Lebal, Asura Leboyel, here also Asura Lebal, Asura Leboyel. Because it's mamish like a tumo. By a Koyen, Be'oynes, it's like a Yisrael Barotz. Shmuel is mesupik about it. B'meile, Frektach de Shaila, so Frank the Bishmuel, he doesn't understand what was the suffix in the Muki Yosef. L'chua, she's a vada, she's a zoino. And if she's a vada, a zoino, she has to asura lebal, asura leboyel. And b'meile, a vada, she has to be potum, ibum v'chalitza. A vada, she has to be potum, ibum v'chalitza. As I freaked the Bishmuel. So at this kasher we have two terutzim. The Chazanish answers the Poshta Teretz. Zog the Chazanish, maybe the Nemuki Yosef look like the Ramban, that we don't learn how to chalitza from Tumok Sibo Ke'arayas, because the Ramban said, we saw yesterday from the Ramban, that you can't see Tumok Sibo Ke'arayas to part from chalitza. She's in the parasha Kiddushin Toiv Simbo. The Ramban learned it out from Le'achar V'Leile Yovel. Right, this was the Ramban. The Ramban said, you cannot learn it out from Tumok Sibo Ke'arayas, you learn it out from Le'achar V'Leile Yovel. Saval, the Ramban said that we learn it out from Le'achar V'Leile Yovel. And we don't learn it out from Tumok Sibo Ke'arayas, so maybe the suffix of the Nemuki Yosef was, if the Le'achar V'Leile Yovel was said, only on Eishes Yisroel Shazinsa, or it said also on Eishes Kayan Shazinsa. So as I think it's there, it's kill. Be'etzem, the Bishmuel is right. Tumak Sibo Ke'arayas. So kill, if all of the Rishonim, the Bishmuel is right, then it's just going to answer, we put to me even the Chalitza. It's just going to answer, we put to me even the Chalitza. Why Tumak Sibo Ke'arayas? Why did we create it? It was Mesupek. He learned that the Ptur Chalitza is not learned from Tumak Ke'arayas because here, Ishu Schaps, and while here Ishu Schaps, Bemele, you can't say there's a Ptur Chalitza. So while you can't say there's a Ptur Chalitza, while here you can't learn there's a Ptur Chalitza, Bemele, you learn from Le'achav Le'le Yavon. If you learn from Le'achav Le'le Yavon, it's a very big doy.
Why does Kenneth
not
have the
job? No, so he was Mesupe.
Why not?
What? He's allowed to marry, what?
She can't live with
that. Right, but the whole Chalitza from the Pasuk is not going on this. So this was the Mesav and Mekeh. The Pasuk was not speaking about a Koyan.
And in the river.
No. Pseidah. Oh, that Pasuk is not speaking about the Oynes. Oynes is the other Pasuk. So does he go for giving the Sark of the Mekeh Yosef? If Evi's Nus is Nichlal or not? It's not Mashmah in the Mekeh Yosef. Zog the Rebel Chonon, he has a Pashta Teretz. It's like Oynes and Rebel Chonon. Zog the Rebel Chonon, okay, with Shurim Simen Tazvav. So what are you asking me a kasha? The Mekeh Yosef says, Eish is Koyen Shenen, so I'm Mesupik if she potu Michalitza. He's Mesupik if she's potu Michalitza. Yes, what is the suffix? Tumaksiba karais. Zokter Azay. I said b'shem the tvua shoir that tumaksiba karais is written legabe the baal or legabe the yovel. The tvua shoir learns tumaksiba karais is legabe the baal or legabe the yovel. What? Legabe the baal or legabe the yovel. What? The tumaksiba karais. I written legabe the baal. So how we know the legabe the yovel? So how we learn legabe the yovel? If it's the first show, how we learn now the first show to the yovel? Again, if it's the first show, two maximo karais legabe the baal or legabe the yovel? The baal. So how you know legabe the yovel? Kal v'chayim. Zog Rebbe Elchanan, listen very good. Zog Rebbe Elchanan. The Gemara says that the kal v'chayim only works. The Gemara says that the Kal V'chomer only works the Kal V'chomer only works Zog the Gemara when the Isur is Machmas HaIshus. When the Isur is Machmas HaIshus. Aber Lo Yatzuyah Zog the Gemara if someone marries a Ptzua Dako, the husband is a Ptzua Dako, a Soris. He's also to marry a Isha. And he dies, Zog the Gemara and Soito, Avada the Yovam is allowed to marry. We don't say Alamol Kal V'chomer, B'muto Lo Nesra, B'osu Lo Lekol Shekem. We only say it when it's a problem in the issues. A bad marriage, I'm taking over his marriage. I can't be better from him. His marriage is spoiled, the marriage that comes machmasim. Oh, but if he has a zaitik ezach, lemoshel, my brother is a mamzer and I'm not a mamzer. Avada I could do yibum. You don't say kal v'chomer. It's not a problem in the issues. When only in soito zog the gemore, that she's mezane tachas bailo machzer gushosoy, that the marriage is spoiled, that marriage the Teira doesn't want, then you make a kal v'chomer. But when it's not in the marriage, when the Isur is not in the marriage, you don't say Kal V'chomer. You only say Kal V'chomer when the Isur is in the marriage. Or when the Isur is not in the marriage, you don't say Kal V'chomer. Wouldn't you be also... Say, well, this is the Gemara and Saita. We're not arguing. No, the Gemara and Saita says this. Let us see Saita Davov. Don't state the Gemara and Saita Davov.
No,
1 second. The Gemara and Saita Davov says that when you say Kal V'chomer, when there's a problem in the marriage, soito, then you say Kal V'chomer. But when it's not a soito, when it's a psua dako, when it's a psua dako, you don't say Kal V'chomer. When he's a mamzer, my brother, you don't say Kal V'chomer. Why? Because he's a zaitik eisu. While he's a zaitik eisu, you don't say Kal V'chomer. You don't say Kal V'chomer. Why is Pashit? Because she's also on the first person, should be also on the second person. There's no reason. The first brother is a mamzer, the second brother is not a mamzer. So you don't say Kal V'chomer. Only when the marriage, as I said, the Gemara said to Davov, when that marriage, the Hainu, she was mezanet tachas my brother, so Hashem told my brother, break the marriage, but I will make a mokakom Hashem. My brother is a mamzer. The marriage is not a mamzer. He's a mamzer. I'm not a mamzer. Why the Torah will not give me a heter? Again, more from that. The mutar lo nesro, beosu lo lekol sheker. What is the pshat? The mutar lo nesro. And the nesuim that she had is nesro. The hainu that good nesuim is spoil. If he's a mamzer, it's not b'mutar lo nesro. If he's a ptzua dako, it's not b'mutar lo nesro. It's not something is bad in that marriage. She has a yisur. Zog Rebbe Elchanan, if this is the pshat, so again, two maksibu karais is legabe de baal. Zog the tvua shoir, how it gets to the yavam, is a kal v'chomer. B'mutar lo nesro, b'osur lo lekol sheker. Zog Rebbe Elchanan, yeah, then Muki Yosef was Mesupek, Eish is koyen shezitzo. Boinus. She's also to the husband. Why she's also to the husband? Eish is ish that is mezane is also to her husband. Why? The marriage is over. She messed up. She went. She was mezane. Eish is koyen afilu boinus. What is the pshat? His marriage is elike marriage. So the minute that marriage is bad, the ma'isa she's oinus. If you will be Yisrael, she's allowed to stay. So why is she not allowed to stay now? He has an elike marriage or no? He has a regular marriage. It's medina kehuna. He's not allowed to stay. So the minute it's not a problem in the marriage.
Now it's a marriage.
Does the suffix of the kohen has a different marriage, and now his marriage is foiled. But it's not the dinner of the marriage. It's a zaydi gezach. Avad of the Kohen is more Kodesh. Eishas Yisrael, the marriage doesn't get spoiled. What happens by Eishas Kohen? We say it's a higher level, it's a hechere marriage. That marriage, even if you touch, it gets spoiled. The first marriage, only if you mezane. Hazah, chosh v'yid. And it makes sense. What? Yeah, but the shayla she's potter mechalitza. Yeah, she's a zoyna also. But the shayla, I'll give you a mashal. I think Rebbe Bavansky said once this mashal. Eishes Yisrael that berotzen she's also. Eishes koyen even beoynus. Yeah, but if she goes into the room, you give her to drink, she's okay. Yeah, eishes melech mistamei. If she talks to someone mistamei, also they kill her. Right? The melech will never stay with it. Melech, it's well, why? Eishes melech. Eishes Melech. Islam is different. To marry to the Melech, you mess the Melech's marriage. You mess the Melech's marriage. Not that this Isha is Usur on a Melech. A Melech could marry someone that did it with someone else. Oh, well, under the Melech? Under the Melech, you have to be. The Beis Elokim, the Halach Berogesh. Eishes Kohen has the Hecher marriage. Zog de Belchonom, does with the suffer. You say one side, this is the other side.
If she did it when they weren't married, you still can't marry
her. Yeah, but then she's not a problem with the issues. Then she's Tama Zoyno, yeah. No, but this is Tama every person. But here's a halacha. No, she becomes also a Baila, the Moshal. No, so we see that it's a marriage. Right, but we see that it's a marriage thing. Again, but it's not again to the marriage. Here the Shaila is if this is a Chisson of the marriage or not. Does he give in the suffix from the Gemara? From the Nebuki Yosef? So it's two terutzim. Two geschmacket terutzim be'etzem and the Iker Shaila. Two geschmacket terutzim again and the Iker Shaila. So the Mekiyosef has a suffix, we learn the sugya. The Mekiyosef has a suffix, it's just Koyen Shenen. So Avada, the brother of Koyen, you can't marry. But the suffix is, if she's Mufka for the Pasha or not. So the Bishmur and all of them learned Avada, Tumeksibo Kearayas. The whole suffix of the Mekiyosef, Zagde Chazanish, if we learn different Roshas, Le'acha Velele Yavam, Zagde Belchon, no, Tumeksibo Kearayas. But we're learning like the Pchoshal, that the Tumah is written Legavi the Baal. And it goes over to the Yovel Mitakal B'choim. But mainly here, the Gemara says that only within the issues, Kler the Muki Yosef, what is the halacha? Till here it's glad. Kum Rab Kive Eger and the Chidushim. Frek Rab Kive Eger and the Mishle Melech Tzorich Iyun Godl. And this is a Kushya Shemitzvah Le'yashev. It's a Pela and the Bishmuel. It's a Pela and all of the Achroinim that were so busy with the Muki Yosef. He forgot to offer the Gemara and Soito the Vava Mudalef. The Gemara and Soito the Vava Mudalef clears. Eish is Koyen, Shenanso. And he died. And the brother is a Cholol. He could do Yibam or not. Was say Kal V'Chomer or not? So the Gemara, what is the Shaychus? It's only a problem to Koyanim. The brother is not a Koyan, he's allowed to do Hebrew. Maskonas the Gemara inside the Davov. I think, well, what do you mean the Lashon HaGemara inside? So the Gemara inside the Davov. אלא יש סקוין שננצו ומייס ויש לו אח חולו, לא יתסייע בהם? אם נעשר במותו לו, באוסר לו לכל שכן? אז אני אומר, אינס בישראל, מישר שורי. Rashi explains, it's a problem in the marriage, but the guy, well, if the brother would be a cholol, he would also be allowed to marry her. I'm also allowed to marry her. So state klar in the Gemara that we don't say tumak simba ke'arayas. If it's tumak simba ke'arayas, so what fregt up kveiga that the brother is a cholol? Arey, the Muki Yosef said that she's potu michalitza. The Muki Yosef explained tumak simba ke'arayas. If the Muki Yosef explained tumak simba ke'arayas, if tumak simba ke'arayas, so the man is moved from the parsha. So the Muki Yosef, right? I forgot the Gemara. Sorry, Chiyu, they just go in Shenan, so she's allowed to marry the brother or not. Off in the Gemara, they just go in Shenan, so Frank the Gemara, won't she be, the brother is a cholol, what she can't do Yibu? So the Gemara, that is she could. If it's too maximal, I will explain myself. Eishes Yisroel Shazinso. Why the brother is not allowed to marry? Well, by him is a problem, by me it's a problem. No, Eishes Koyen, the brother is a cholol. So one of the brothers is a cholol. But by him it's a problem, by me it's a problem. The Teretz is, Eishes Yisroel Shazinso. By the other brother, she's not a Zoyla. Why she's also? If it's also by him, it's also by me. Koyen also. If it's also by him, it's also by me. Even if I'm not a Koyen. The Teretz is, Kahuna, it's not a problem in the marriage. But maybe it's what Rashi explains. Ve'etho yeto gomu, ve'etikal v'choymer. Elo bezitza berotzen, sh'abal v'ayom shom b'yisru. Why? Zogt Rashi, sh'arimach mazah nesuim ha'rishoyim v'nizkekes. Ve'im el abal nizkalkel, eskal v'choymer l'yobo. Ma she'en gen here, the brother is a cholol, zoi digmor, it's okay. Fragt Rabbi Veiger, Zorich Iun Gottl. How you answer such Rabbi Veiger? Zorich Iun Gottl, a ganze Sofik of the Muki Yosef, he forgot the Gemara. So there's two ways to answer the Gemara. The Achroinim answer, Rabbi Veiger is right, Fest Nekasha. The Torah says, we'll take Rabbi Elchanan, we'll just make it better from Rabbi Elchanan. I would say Rebel Chonu was so good. If it works mitzad the Kalvachoymer Take, it's not a problem in the issues. The Gemara and Soita is going with the Kalvachoymer. Take is no problem in the issues. She's allowed to marry the Cholol. And the Gemara could have spoken about the Koyen also. She's Koyen anyway, she can't marry. So the Gemara spoke about the Cholol. But if the Gemara here, even if she's Koyen, if the bride, the brother could do Chalitza. The brother could do Chalitza. The brother will manage to do chalitza. Aval, you'll manage to do chalitza. Why? Because if you go with the kalvachoymer, if you're going with the kalvachoymer, there's no kalvachoymer, it's not a problem in the issues. Our sugya learns that it's exeira sakosu with two maksimo ke'arayas, not mitzad the kalvachoymer. Our gemara learns it's a droshe, like we said from the stipler. But mainly if it's a drosha to maksimo ke'arayas, clears the Muki Yosef. If it's a to maksimo ke'arayas, so maybe even soita, even Eishes Koyen, to maksimo ke'arayas, but mainly, even if he dies, should be part of Chalitza, or part of the Tzor. So now, Rebbe Chonan said that doesn't go for giving the suffix for the Muki Yosef. We will answer, no, the Muki Yosef will answer that the Gemara and soita, no, the Gemara and soita is what? Is a kalva chayma. Our sugi is not a kalvachoyma. Our sugi is two maksimo ke'arayas. The male, our sugi, the mukiyesev, has a tzad to pater. So, lefi dem la'aloche, Eishes Koyen she'cholol, Eishes Koyen she'nenso, the brother is a cholol, the mukiyesev is cholik, and the sugi and saito. The sugi and saito says that you're allowed to do yibum. But if you learn out two maksimo ke'arayas, the mele we saying the like as sugi b'saita. This is one way to learn. Yeah, so we have to say that Rebbe Chazanish. Other zok Rebbe Chanan, I'll tell you another teretz. You're right. Avad the chiluk is here is a cholol, here is a koyim. The chiluk is here is a cholol, here is a koyim. And what is the chiluk? What is the chiluk? Zag Rebbe Chanan Azeh. you're right that I get over everything from my brother. Oh, but if my brother would be a cholol, he's also allowed to stay. So I can be worse. This is what the Gemara means in Saita. You write two maksibok arayas, and I get over from my brother. But if he would be a cholol, what happens? Eishes koyin shenansa, and a minute after the oynes, the person became a cholol. It never could happen. A person could never become a cholol. Abalu yitzuyo, you could. So you take a pill, you become a cholol. He's allowed to stay. He's allowed to stay. So you're right that I took over the marriage, but I became a cholam. So man, Avada and Ruki Yosef is learning. So again, so we have two. First, we start the Ruki Yosef clears Aishas Kench and answer if we have a sugya or not. So we clear what is the Shaila to Pshat. Now the Shaila says, often the Gemara Mishtazay, that by Cholol you're allowed to. So on the target, that Gemara is a Kalvachoymer, Rebel Cholol is right, that it's not a problem in the issues. But mainly it doesn't go over, even to a Kohen it doesn't go over. And Arnim Kiyasim is exactly the Kosu. Other name, Avade, it's a Kalvachoymer, it goes over. But it can go over if the other guy is a Cholol. Because if he himself would be a Cholol, if he himself would be a cholol, he would be allowed to stay. So I took over this marriage, but I'm allowed to stay. That's the Gemara, it's pshat in the Gemara. This is one chaylik. This is one chaylik. There's another kasha. There's another kasha that Rabbi Kiva Heger, Rabbi Elchanan, the Achronim has a starke kasha. The Gemara says in Daf Gimel Amud Beis that why it doesn't say in the Mishnah Tzora Soita, why the Mishnah doesn't bring down Tzora Soita? So the Gemara, because lesser b'tzora tzora. Why? Reuven has five wives, and one of them is Mezane, and he dies. So Shimon can't do Yibum not to her, and not to all the five Noshim. So while he can't do to none, so not Shimon, not Levi, not Yehuda, no one can marry them. So maybe Lei Meshkachas Le Metzor Atzor. Lei Meshkachas Le Metzor Atzor. Frank the Rebel Cholol on Meshkachas Le. One brother is a Cholol. So he could marry the Tzor. And then he dies. So now that wife is Potom Meibum, and she could pater her Tzor. So Meshkachas Le Metzor Atzor. Meshkachas Le Metzor Atzor. Mashkaras lebetzor atzor. Why are you saying lo mashkaras lebetzor atzor or mashkaras lebetzor atzor? So if we say that ein echanami lemaskonas haGemara, she's that take no one is also take. But if the way that the Gemara we saying that the Gemara is in a cholol, but in a kohen it's also dain. I'm explaining the kasha. Under the Muki Yosef, we could learn that maskonas haGemara and soito davov. That when the ba'oynes b'kehuna it doesn't go over because it's not a problem in the marriage. So man, it's mutter to everyone. But if we learn that in Muki Yosef, that ba'oynes it's also to the brothers. Only it's mutter to the cholol, the way we're trying to answer the Firah B'lchona. That it's also to the brothers and it's mutter to the cholol, b'meile mashkachas lebetzoratzo. So again, stam we never had this kasha. Why? Because we learned that ba'oynes it's never also. Why it's not in the marriage? Only the marriage is also. If it's not in the marriage, it's not also. Oh, but the Ruki Yosef said that even Boinus is also. I is a Gemore, the Teretz is by the Cholol it's Mutter. So Mashkar is the Betzoratzor. One brother is a Cholol, one brother is not a Cholol, so the brother dies, the Cholol goes and marries the Tzoro, and he dies, Mashkar is the Betzoratzor. So how the Gemara says that Tzora Soito is not written like Mashkaras the Betzora Tzora, Mashkaras the Betzora Tzora. Mashkaras the Betzora Tzora. That's the starke kasha. Now, there's another big chelik though in the sugya. It starts from the Rambam. Beetzem, we don't have to come to the Rambam. We could have shtelled on it alein from the Gemara. But I mean, we'll start from the Rambam because Rabbi Sein who stole from the Rambam this kasha. I'll talk nochmal. Beetzem, you have to stall on it. So you have to stall when you learn the Gemara alone. After Shnarab and Ilun, the Gemara Alei. The Rambam says a klal b'hilchis mamrim that Zokin Mamre is only chayev if he paskins a psak. Let me tell you, he paskins the moshel that you're allowed to, you don't have to put on tefillin. And the basin said you have to put on tefillin chalamoyed. He says you don't have to put on tefillin chalamoyed. Let me tell you. So he's not a Zokin Mamre. Why? Because even if people listen to him, so they didn't put on tefillin. So the Rambam is a klal, ein chayev Elohim himro, that if you listen to him, he will cause that people will be over Isur Koris. Then you kill him. When you kill the Zokin Mamre, if his psak was negeya to be machshir someone in the Isur Koris. But if he's not machshir someone in the Isur Koris, then he doesn't have a din of a Zokin Mamre. Then he doesn't have a din of a Zokin Mamre. Only if he's machshir someone in the Isur Koris. Only if he's machshir someone in the Isur Koris, then he has a din of Zokin Mamre. Zok the Rambam Kigoi, what is the case? Was a Soito. Everyone said that she has to drink, or she doesn't have to drink. And he said that she has to drink. She made she's a Soito. Zok the Rambam. V'chen im nechliku be'ashko a Soito. He paskin that a lady is a soito. It's negiah to chorus. Why it's negiah to chorus? Why it's negiah to chorus? Was a shaila if a lady was a soito or not? She went into a room. The shaila if the door was closed enough or not? The shaila if the husband is considered mekanela or not? So b'meila is chayev misa. What could be the isur chorus? Soito lebaila is only a love. He said she doesn't have to drink. She can stay home. What? Well, Kohen is a love, not Kohen. Again, the Isha was Nistero. Everyone said she's not a Saita. The Zokin Mamre says, everyone says she's a Saita, she has to drink. The Zokin Mamre said she could stay home. So the Rambam, you killed the Zokin Mamre. You caused someone to be Chayv Kohen. What is the Kohen? What could be a Kohen? The husband will think that she's allowed to stay with her. And he will do a beer. He's Chayav Malkus. Where's the chorus? Where's the chorus? Zog der Rambam. Sheimei sabal koidim shetishne. What would be if the husband will die? Harei ze asur aleyovom. Arei lefi the Beis Din, she's also lisyabem. And le divrei ha'oimer eino tzricho misyabemes. He caused that she will do yibum. So, now he caused the Isur Koris. Because without him, she will not do yibum. Because of him, now she will do yibum. So what is the Koris? He caused that she will do yibum. So what is the Koris? Eishesach? I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm asking, Eishesach? Why Eishesach? All of the Rish Achroinim never had a tzad in the world to say the words Eishesach. No one had a tzad to say Eishesach. And the Melech Kesef Mishne, and Magid Mishne, and Rabbi Kiva Heger never had a tzad to say Eishesach. So they asked, what is the chorus? Rebbe Cholin says that he heard for Reb Naftoli Aram Beradin and Reb Aaron Me'ayor Kletzk. It's Reb Aaron and Reb Naftoli. Both of them had this kasha, and they answered a Zayte Kechap. He says it's not MS. They answered that she did Yibum. She did Yibum. And to feed this person, she was not Chayav be Yibum. So B'meled, the Yibum is not Chal, right? So she thought she's not Eishes Ish. So she went to marry someone else. So because of him, she's Chayav Kohen, now she married someone else. They, Rabbanon said, she's not Chayav, she's Chayav Yibum. He said, he's not Chayav Yibum. And B'meile, in a fakad case, and B'meile, she caused, if the Yibum is not Chal, and B'meile, she's not Eishes Ish. It's not Mashma. One more step. She went to marry someone else. Yes, she did Yibum. It's not Mashma. It's not Mashma. Sagt Rav Kiveiger, muss sein Isurei Shesach. Muss sein Isurei Shesach. Like all of you said. Sagt er, Shesach. So we see that even though she's chayef chalitza, soita sofek is chaletzis. And she doesn't part with the tzor. And she has a Shesach. The Mishle Melech was mesupik. Chayvelavim ve'esed that don't have yibum. The Ishesach comes back and the Ishesach doesn't come back. Zog the Mishle Melech, it can't be that the Ishesach comes back. She's chayv chalitza. She doesn't part of the Torah. Here we found, Lama Zalab Kiveigel. Umizei Yishrei Aliv She Tzveiko Shela Mishle Melech. She's a regular lady. So why she has chayv chalitza if she's a regular lady? The Teretz is the Zika stays. So where's the Ishesach? If Ishesach is no Zika. Umizei Yishrei Aliv She Tzveiko Shela Mishle Melech. Ba'almon lekuin godra nesuhi demehtei mechatei secholetz lemisya bemes. Yim yibayim chayiv kores. And the Mishnah Melech says, keivon shetzricha chalitza, pokam eno yisur eishasach. Because if the eishasach doesn't go off, will not be chayiv chalitza. Ve'lefi dvoreinu, nifsha dechayiv kores, nari soito tzricha chalitza midoi reise, ve'afilu ochi chayiv kores. Zog dabki ve'eger, shtei dodan eze yisur eishasach. Shtei dodan eze yisur eishasach. Even a Sido Chalitza. What's Sofek? The Rambam learns it's not Sofek Evadai. Rambam says, no, Mark, it's a new parsha of Sido Sofek that she's put to me Yibum. We know that Tumek Arai is Lachav Leliyovam Oder Kal V'choyman that she's put to me Yibum. And even so, we decided that the Pshat is the Dei Shesach. Rashi and the Meiri and Soito Davov, the first Rashi in Seita Davov B'teich HaDvorim also says that the Ishesach comes back. Umemele Hashmein El Kro De Osur LeYadmo De Loi Shayach Bo Yibum Ve Havi Ke Ishesach Sheloi B'Moke Mitzvah Ve Havi Ke Ishesach Sheloi B'Moke Mitzvah. So steht klar that the Ishesach comes back. So, if we lomd him, steht doch zwei Sachen. First, steht klar that you can have a Shesach and you have Chalitza. Steht klar, if you have a Shesach and you have Chalitza. But more from that. Be'etzem, we cleared, I want to ask you a shayla, why the Shesach comes back? Maybe I'll ask the shayla better. Lom is zogin that the Ishesach does not come back. So what is the Isur and the Yovam? It's like Kal V'Chomer. B'muta lo Nesro, b'osu lo l'kol shekem. What is the name of the new Isur? Kal V'Chomer. B'muta lo Nesro, b'osu lo l'kol shekem. What could be the new, what is the love? Kal V'Chomer, b'muta lo Nesro, b'osu lo l'kol shekem. That she was Mezana and her husband. If the husband divorced her, she's allowed to marry the whole world. I understand. She's allowed to marry the whole world. So she wants to marry the Yavam. So we say it's a Kal V'Chomer. V'muta lo Nesro, v'osu lo l'kol shekem. What would be the Yisur? What? It's a Kol Shekem. What is the name of the Yisur? What is the name of the Yisur? What name you give to the Yisur? What would be the name of the Isur? What could be the shame of the love of the Isur? Soito? You mechanish Isur? Eishesach? Has to be Eishesach. Has to be Eishesach. What we say? So be'osur lo, for sure the Teire will not matter. So the Isur has to be a Ishesach. Has to be. It's like we said in Loivne. Bleib the Ishesach. Aber steht da, that is a chorus. The shayla is, if it's a hechach. Dainu, avade, we don't have a different pshat in the Rambam, if we don't want to learn, like Reb Naftali and Reb Aaron. Again, Reb Naftali and Reb Aaron. It's like Rebaram. See, Yevomis is Rebaram. Rebaram didn't want there would be a random that is a Shesach. Because the whole Chai Velavi Ve'ese. Whole Chai Velavi Ve'ese is not Mitzvah Sibum, but this is what Mishra Melech said. You can't say that the Shesach comes back, because the Shesach comes back. Why is Shesach Chayim Bechalitze? Aber ein Sach, ich würde das als Geschmack sagen, aber steht da die deutsche Sach, steht da die deutsche Sach, und steht da die deutsche Litze? Why? Aber die deutsche Sach tage. Why die deutsche Sach tage doesn't matter? Why die deutsche Sach doesn't matter the Zohar? Ich sage das so, ich doesn't matter the Zohar. Heißt die deutsche Sach. So what is the answer? Sidoi Shesach, why it doesn't matter the Torah? The Teretz is a hechach to Reb Chaim, that Shesach Mimele, it doesn't matter. Forget, Alamol, the Shai is maybe Tak is no Shesach. Over here the Rambam says it's Shesach with a chorus. It's Shesach with a chorus. So we say that the Sofik doesn't matter the Torah. Why it doesn't matter the Torah? And the Gemara clears, Rabbi Yudah and Marav was mechadish, she patters the Torah, she doesn't patter the Torah, so the Ishesach. I want to explain, the Ishesach came before Rabbi Yudah and Marav. Are the Rambam is talking at Soito Sofek. Even before Rabbi Yudah and Marav, state in the Rambam that she has the Ishesach. Even before Rabbi Yudah and Marav, before Rabbi Yudah and Marav, state that she has the Ishesach. And even so, it doesn't part of the Torah, it doesn't part of Chalitza. State me neve bay that they should start the memel, it doesn't part. State me neve bay that they should start the memel, it doesn't part. This is the reason again. Rabbanu and Rav Tolly were trying to say, it's a nishtar zazach. Kiveiger says, it's a chidush Rav Kiveiger. But I'm saying again, if we don't learn like the Rambam, we have to figure out what is the name of the Yisur. So Rashi Meiri and Seder Davov steht as Sido Ishesach. And the Rambam steht in Pash as Sido Chorus. So the whole steht in Pash as Sido Chorus. It's a chorus, but we have Chalitza. So it's a lot of mokim to a lot of teres to Mechalek. That the Mishnah Melech Tain is that there cannot be Ishesach Havel Avim Vese, and here will be Ishesach. And we have to know, thank you, why here it's Pasha that the Ishesach comes back, and Havel Avim Vese, the Ishesach doesn't come back. Thank you.